Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Excited to be with you today. And that's because the money queen's in the house. Yeah, I'm talking about Carrie Carbonara. She is a certified financial planner and has an MBA as well. And I'm excited because she is one of the most sought after media experts on finances, and especially women's finances. And she's written the book, The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear. We're going to work on that today in today's program. You can check out a lot more great information over at moneyqueenguide.com. And again, the book is The Money Queen Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear. And Carrie is a certified financial planner, and she has over 25 years of experience in financial services. In 2014, this is so cool, she was named ambassador for the CFP board, one of only 50 in the United States. Maybe I'll ask Carrie how I can get that too. there she is. Hey, Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
You couldn't contain yourself.
I couldn't. Sorry, no. I had to laugh on that one.
I know. It's fun. Listen, I'm really excited to have you on. I saw the recent recognition in March of 2016. You were named as one of the 10 best books to make you rich by Daily Worth, and then you got this long list of media appearances. You can also tell me how to get on great shows like you have, the Today Show, CNN, CNBC, CBS, Fox News, ABC, NPR. The list goes on and on. Good for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Cool. So let's dive right in. We've got 30 minutes, not 3 hours, which I would love to take with you to cover all these topics because there's so much here. So the first question is, why'd you write the book?
Oh, so such a great question. I had two books in my head. One book was what I've seen with all of my clients, mainly females, and what they've done throughout their lives, mistakes they've made, things that they should have done, things that they didn't do, letting their, you know, emotions get in control of making their financial decisions, which is like the worst thing that you can do.
Sure.
And all this like knowledge of what to do, what not to do type thing. So, and then I originally, my sister said, you know, you should do it in life events and break it down for like women. And so then I decided I'm going to do it decade by decade. So I'm going to do you do in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And so that's the first book in my head. Then the second book in my head was, and by the way, I just scratched the surface. So this is just the beginning of it. This is sort of like a compilation of much more to come, but this is the first one. So anyway, the second book in my head was what happened to me during my divorce.
Okay.
And that was a story in itself, also could be a full book by itself. Also the fact that I was going through an emotionally charged period,
sure,
where I was letting my emotions take control of my financial decisions.
Yeah.
So if it could happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's the story, and that's why I have the experience. I walk the walk and can talk the talk. So that's what makes the story, I could think, special and unique and motivating and interesting, and you know, the personal stuff. To me, honestly, the personal stuff was so easy to write. I wrote it in like 5 minutes, and everything else took me a really long time.
Right.
But it's just that's the part that everybody's really interested in and wants more of. It's because it's my own personal story.
Absolutely. Well, and I think to your point about, you know, being a certified financial planner, that doesn't mean that you have this magical invisible cloak that shields you from making financial decisions that in hindsight you go, you know, I should have done that differently. I mean, it's not like we are, you know,
superpowers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, CFP doesn't mean center fire pistol. It means certified financial planner. So, I mean,
right,
we're not this impervious weapon against financial mistakes. So I appreciate your being candid about that. And so this was for you a bit of a way of kind of getting some of that out of your head. I share your feeling about that. I've written a couple books myself, and I'm like, this stuff has got to get out of my head or it's going to drive me crazy.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the big thing I want to get to then is when we talk about women and their money, you know, it seems as though this is still an evolving conversation and how women approach money, how there may be similarities and differences versus men, and then their role in the family finances. So, you know, what is one of the biggest things you think that women listening to this program right now, Carrie, that they should be paying attention to, or if you said one thing to remember from this show, let's give it to them right up front. What would it be?
Don't let emotions cloud your financial decisions. And guess what? You may not even know it's happening. Mm. So that means you need an advocate of some sort.
Okay.
So you either need a financial planner, a trusted friend,
right.
a trusted advisor,
right.
somebody who, a therapist, you know, somebody who's going to tell it to you straight. Like, so for example, like, let's say you're going through a divorce or, you know, you just had a spouse die and, you know, you're about to make like a big decision, like, should I sell the house or stay in the house? You know, something like that. And actually, or should I buy another house that's, you know, bigger or smaller or whatever? That's a big decision. And, you know, a lot of times it may not be the right time to make that decision. And I think that that's one of the, you know, that seems like a simple one, but there's so many other overwhelming decisions, you know, all surrounding money or, you know, should you sell your existing portfolio? Should you change your asset mix? You know, are you going to run out of money? Like, there's so many different, like, overwhelming decisions when you're going through a life event or a life change, like a divorce or a death.
Right.
And so just that's the most critical time because you're the most vulnerable.
Well put. Well, and you describe some of the different people that could help, you know, be it a family member, friend, trusted advisor, financial planner. Now, of course, you and I are going to be a little bit biased here, and we'll make that disclaimer up front, Carrie, that being
sort of... That's what we do.
Yeah, being certified financial planners, we're going to say, hey, pick one of the 74,433 certified financial planners in the United States as of April 30th, 2016, and work with them to help you get on track.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? It's funny. So one of the things that I say that I am all the time is I say that I'm a female advocate. And I'm, you know, a coach and I'm a mentor and I'm, you know, there to help you not make those bad financial, emotional decisions. So, you know, sometimes you do need somebody else to do it. It's just like when you're going to a therapist or you're going to a doctor. You need somebody else to look at you and say, how am I doing?
Well, that's an excellent analogy, Carrie, because I think so often people say, well, you know, I can do this myself. I'm fine. And the thing that is convenient about working with somebody who's independent of your situation, and this is where the professional, even as opposed to maybe that family member or friend, is that we come at this without any of the history. I have no baggage. I have nothing about history. It's, you know, it's here's where you are today. Here's what you got. Let's talk about what you need to do to go forward to get you towards your goals or help you, you know, maintain what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, I think, in my opinion, and again, here we are, both of us biased, but I don't think there's anybody on the planet that doesn't need a financial planner. I mean, and it, you know, I think that we have the perception out there that it's only for the rich.
Right.
But the interesting part is that the rich are using us because they know it works.
Right.
And because we're so effective, so they're going to use us because they have money and they want to keep it or grow it. Either way, we're still doing our job. So if everybody wants to grow their net worth, because I don't really know anybody who doesn't want to grow their
net
worth,
right,
then
right.
why wouldn't they be working with a planner?
Exactly. Well, and you know what's interesting that will be a surprise, I think, to a lot of people is that the assumption is that the certified financial planner being used by the wealthy or people, everyday people, is that we are sharing with them, letting them on the secret to the world of finances, and we're imparting to them this wonderful knowledge and strategies and all of that. And that is true, but the thing that we do that people don't know is that a lot of what we do is tell people, no, don't do that.
Right.
We're there to give them that. Don't do that. No, you're not going to go to cash, but the Dow is at 6,500 points because why in the world would you do that? You don't need this money right now. This is for your future. Let's wait till it recovers and we need to reallocate so on and so forth.
Right. Right. Again, we are the voice of reason to help them not make those bad emotional decisions.
Yeah. They pay us to tell them no.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yes. It's true.
It's good stuff. If you're just joining us, Carrie Carbonara is our guest today, a certified financial planner and an MBA, and she's a speaker, author, managing director for United Capital. Money Queen Guide, that's the website, moneyqueenguide.com, and the book, of course, The Money Queen's Guide. for women who want to build wealth and banish fear. We'll grab a quick break. We'll be right back with Carrie. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Are you looking for a trustworthy local advisor for your investment and retirement planning, but you're not sure how or where to begin? Start by looking for a certified financial planner practitioner. Visit www.cfp.net to search for an advisor in your local area who's earned this highly regarded professional certification. Pick three CFP practitioners. Set an appointment and interview them. Ask questions. Listen carefully to their answers. Check references and research their firms with the Better Business Bureau. This PSA is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
And the Money Queen's on the line, Carrie Carbonar, CFP and MBA, speaker, author, managing director for United Capital. MoneyQueenGuide.com is the website. The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear. Hey, I got to have to comment on, of course, the excellence of your book, Carrie. First thing I noticed, of course, was the color of the purple bag on the front of the book with all these $100 bills stuffed in it or bursting out of the bag. And the thing that was interesting, though, about your using the bag, which I'm sure is not lost on the people that helped or your ideas perhaps in creating this, is that for a lot of women, there's a real fear of becoming a bag lady.
Yes.
And I applaud your, bringing such visibility to this question and issue and challenge for a lot of people.
Well, I have to tell you, the original name of the book, you're gonna laugh. The original name of the book was called The Gucci Bag Lady.
Oh, good grief.
For women who want to build wealth and banish
right,
fear.
Okay.
And we could not get the rights from Gucci.
Right, right.
So we had to change it, and then it was going to be The Designer Bag Lady, which just didn't have the same pizzazz. And then we went with my nickname, The Money Queen.
Well, so, you could have done a lot worse than The Money Queen. That's very good.
Yeah, exactly. So it all worked out. But interestingly enough, so that was the whole thing is not only am I going for the whole bag lady thing, but I'm going for the designer bag lady. So
I love it.
I actually look at, this is actually myself, I actually would fall into this category. So these are women who are very successful women by dollar standards of what they make, so over $200,000 a year. So that's a very successful woman, top 1% of women earners. We make less than men just because of the pay wage gap, but in general that's still a good salary, very high salary. And out of those women, 27% of those women still have the bag lady syndrome.
Still, which is remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the interesting thing is, I write it in the book. I said, my therapist said, Carrie, you're not the bag lady, you're the Gucci bag lady. And he goes, it doesn't even make sense. He goes,
right.
Because you're successful,
right.
You can take care of yourself. You have, you do all the right things with money, and yet, you're still worried about your worst fear coming true that you're going to be on the streets. And so, ironically, when I went through my divorce and I started to have, money, flowing out, and I was in the red for the first time in my life, I had
right.
so much money going out, I couldn't even make it fast enough.
Wow.
I was in the red every month during
wow.
my divorce because there was so much money going out. And there was nothing I could do because I had to pay the attorneys and everything else. And so, you know, I used my emergency fund, and I thank God I had all this stuff ready to go because it saved me. Let's just put it that way. But because I practice what I preach. However, it was my fears were out of control because I'm like, I'm in the red every month.
Yeah.
Now I see why people lose sleep over at night over this.
Yeah,
and what can we do
absolutely.
To stop it?
Well, that's exactly the whole point. And you and I both agree people need that objective second opinion. And we counted it up the other day. I've done about 750, maybe 800 second opinions now for people. And they need that second opinion. Oh, you'll love this story. I just thought of it. It just happened, Carrie. I had somebody come in there. They said, you know, they've been in to see me before. They really didn't need my help, but they're back again. I said, sure, come in. We met. Long story short, they are being bombarded by different financial people. None of them are certified financial planners, just salespeople. And they are being bombarded by different people proposing what to do with this some money. And each one is, of course, bashing what the other one's recommending. And I'm like, well, hold on. Can we back up for a minute? You know, this sounds like, you know, that we really need to construct a financial plan and then figure out for you what tools fit into the plan. I mean, if we're going to build a boat versus a birdhouse, we're going to use different tools.
Right.
And so people sometimes, though, go straight or are led straight to product and investment choices before getting a plan built.
Right. Which is the worst thing in the world.
It makes me want to pull my hair out.
Yeah. Worst thing in the world.
Well, let me ask you this other question, Carrie, because I admire what you're doing, and I want to ask. This is really just a little self-indulgence for me, so bear with me. Ambassador for the CFP board. There's only 50 in the United States. What is that? Because I think that sounds like a significant mark of distinction.
Yes. So what it is, it's interesting. So you know how we have, obviously, CFP board are the people that govern our profession.
Sure.
You know, and they're based out of Washington, D.C., and, you know, we have board members where you can apply for a board position, which is the people that actually make the policy and all that kind of stuff. That's not really what I necessarily wanted. So I had heard about the ambassador program, and this was a couple years ago, and at that time they only had, like, I think 15 in the country. And then I had heard that they were going to open it up. And opening it up, you actually had to apply. So what an ambassador is that we actually represent the profession to the media.
Okay.
And to the public and to the world, you know, whoever wants to listen to us pretty much, about the, you know, extolling the fabulous things about the profession and why everybody needs a financial planner and why we're different and why board certification is most important and why 90% of the people who have it are more satisfied, et cetera, et cetera. So I had applied back, I think it was like probably about a 6-month process. You had to, you know, submit all your media that you've done in the past,
right,
and then
right.
You either got approved or denied. I actually don't. And then they decided they were going to open it up to 50 people. So they added 35 more.
Wow.
But they hadn't added. It was over 10 years since they added people. So
wow.
I don't think they open it up that often.
Sure.
Next time they do, I will let you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know that it's not one of those things that it's open that often.
Yeah, well, I compliment you on that. That's wonderful. And because I think still people are not, there's the thing that I hear or see sometimes, and I'm sure you could speak to this, is that people hear certified financial planner or they hear financial planner and they don't understand the difference.
Correct.
And, you know, again, the statistic, there's only, how many financial advisors are there in the United States, Carrie? A million? I mean, there's,
yeah.
I mean, so
yeah.
You know, 7% of them are certified financial planners and they're in every state. Now, if you're living in the Virgin Islands, there's only 5, but, you know, that might get you by.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. So I always say, the way I always refer it or explain it, and most people get this, I say, you know, would you want to have a doctor who's board certified or who's not board certified? And everybody says board certified.
Of course.
And I said, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, there you are. There you are. And they work in a lot of different capacities, but it does certainly speak to a level of education and training. So let's dig a little deeper if we can here, Carrie. I want to get into more about women. One of the things you talk about in your book is women having a unique relationship with money. Is that their own personal experience with money, or is that more of a contrast against men, or both?
No, it's actually their own personal experience, in my opinion. You
okay.
know, everybody has their own, especially with women. Women are more women are more emotionally tied to money than men are.
Really? Now, that's interesting.
Yes, and they have emotional responses to money, where men usually not as much. And that's, again, a generalization, because there are some men
sure.
who have emotional responses around money. I'm sure you know that, too, from your client base.
Sure.
However, women just, for example, let's use that house again. So a widow, you know, is in her house that she lived in with her husband, and now he's passed on. I've had this happen often where they just do not want to leave that house because
right.
that house represents their marriage and that connection with their spouse who's
right.
gone.
Right, right.
You know, I don't think that men feel that same way.
That's probably fair. I mean, and I think that there is that security that is, whether it's real or not, it certainly is perceived, and perceptions often become realities for people. And there is, I mean, probably also a reluctance to sell out of maybe investment positions that might have been right but aren't right today because they were, you know, in a joint account, and maybe the husband had even picked those investments with the advisor.
Right. Or the husband worked for the firm.
Yeah.
And then they're emotionally tied to that, you know, emotionally tied to that stock, emotionally tied to the house, you know, emotionally tied to different things relating to money. And it's just harder for them to make the decisions around it. Like, even, for example, like women in general are much more conservative than men. So I have a harder time with my women to get them to get rid of the, you know, hoarding cash.
Right, right.
So I even have that problem myself. So, you know, I'm a cash hoarder as well. So obviously it's not the right thing to do because you're going to lose money over time because inflation's going up, your purchasing power is going down, you're paying taxes on the little bit of interest you're getting, and you're getting no money on your money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like it's safe, but it's really not. And you're going to, you know, you're going to live longer and you're going to need more money than men anyway. So intuitively, it's the complete opposite of what we should do. But back to the bag lady syndrome, cash feels safe.
Right, right. And well, and maybe it's a little devil's advocate position here, Carrie, is if I had to choose between a woman who has a lot of cash or way too much cash versus maybe a man who's way too aggressive in the market, I actually would prefer to try to bring the woman up in being a little more aggressive than trying to peel the guy off of the ceiling.
Right.
So, you know, so it's, but everybody's different. You always have to, there are general ideas about financial planning, as you know, Carrie, but it always comes back to the individual. If you're just joining us, Carrie Carbonar is our guest, certified financial planner and MBA, speaker, author, and managing director for United Capital. MoneyQueenGuide.com is the website. A lot of wonderful information there about Carrie and also other resources. And, of course, the book, The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear. Stay right there. A quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Carrie.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
Hey there, we're back with Carrie Carbonaro on the line with me, Certified Financial Planner, and MoneyQueenGuide.com is the website and the book, The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear. And we've got just under 2 minutes left here, Carrie. I wanted to ask you, really one of the major themes in your books is about helping women navigate their finances over decades and be successful while also avoiding, you know, the pitfalls and the things that can mess them up. And one of the big questions I have is how to balance, you know, I don't think this just applies to women, but, you know, we'll talk specifically about women, balancing success with future needs. And if you can kind of hit that real quick, and we'll wrap up with this subject.
Balancing success with future needs. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about compromise, right?
Right.
Everything with financial planning is compromise. It's all about, you know, putting a little away today for tomorrow. So it's always about, you know, you can still have what you want today, but you also have to save for tomorrow, and you have to finance your future. So it's all about, one of the most important things that, you know, everybody always says, what's the best advice you ever get? Spend less than you make.
Yeah. Back
and,
to the basics.
You know, if you're doing that, you're always going to have that extra cushion in your emergency fund, in your retirement account, in your, you know, outside, whatever you want to call it, account. Anything, you know, you can call it your rainy day fund, whatever. So you're always going to have that money that's going to be there for you, and you're just going to keep building it over time. Now, it doesn't mean, I always tell people, I never tell my clients what to spend money on or what not what to spend money on.
Yeah, me neither.
I just tell them, spend less than you make, and you need to, you know, put an X amount away. So you figure it out, and that's the compromising position of how much I'm saving versus how much I'm spending versus what I'm spending it on.
Fair enough. Carrie Carbonaro, ladies and gentlemen, Certified Financial Planner. The Money Queen, that's her, The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Banish Fear, moneyqueenguide.com. Carrie, love having you on, and we'll have to do it again and stay in touch. Thanks so much.
Wonderful. Great for having me. Thanks so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.